And was it interesting? I mean, did they go to Morley?
Yes, they all went to Morley.
So how did you find going back to Morley with your
children?
It was
lovely. It was lovely. Because when we were at Morley, as little ones, that you had fire. There was fire there. We used to have the milk, the little bottles of milk. And sort of in the winter, because you had proper winters then. I mean, it was thick snow and sometimes cars couldn't go, but children still went to school, everyone got to school. And the milk used to be so frozen that all the cream would be standing that high on top. And so all the milk was put around the fireplace. So, of course, you had this lukewarm milk lunch, playtime, so you used to have, and we had malt. We used to have a spoonful of malt, cod liver oil and malt. It was... we all had our own spoons with our own tag on. Everyone had to take their own spoons. And every day you had a spoonful of malt because they reckoned with the rationing and children needed it. So you had the milk and the malt. And we used to have it every day. I mean, some children hated the milk, but I loved it. But we only had a fire. I mean, that was the heating in the junior, in the little ones. But in the seniors, they had got these great big old radiators there. They had got central heat in there. But, yeah.
It was as if by the time your children got there...
Oh, yes, they got all the central heat in. That was fine.
And were
yes.
any of the teachers still the same?
No, they'd all outgrown. No, they were all different. But I also remember my brother, he was at... Morley, and my mother had she'd sent him down the road to pick a bus up to go to, because I've got another little brother by then, there was five of us in the end, and I was going to work, I was only about 14, well I was 15 I think it was, and it was a very, very bad winter, and he went down to Glebe Road Corner to wait for the bus. And someone was just bringing him back in tears because he was frozen with cold and he was only about six. So I put him on my bike and I wheeled him round to the school. And I mean, snow was up there then. It was awful. The buses had stopped. He was so cold and so frightened that I had to sit with him and melt him out in front of the fire in this classroom. And then, of course, I was very late for work. I think I was about 2 hours late. But they all understood, everyone understood, because the weather was so bad.